Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, September 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
State Roundup. Moore launches re-election bid. Handgun board wrestles over short-barreled rifles. What will happen to Beltsville's 6,500 USDA acres? Governor Wes Moore officially launched his re-election bid, vowing to serve a full term and not run for president in 2028. Hitachi Rail opens a lighthouse digital factory in Hagerstown, investing in North America. Maryland's Handgun Roster Board debates short-barreled rifles posing as handguns. The fate of USDA's Beltsville 6,500 acres remains uncertain after the facility's closure announcement. U.S. Wind accuses Trump of pressuring to kill offshore wind projects. David Simon criticizes using the wire to justify troops in Baltimore. Cecil County's Enterprise Zone expected to expand with 80 acres in Elkton. CareFirst Executive Lester Davis will be Governor Moore's next chief of staff, starting this fall. Elliot Broidy warns of alarming 21% surge in global anti-Semitism as Jewish High Holy Days approach. Elliot Broidy, co-chairman of the Fund to End Anti-Semitism, warns of a 21.2% surge in global anti-Semitic incidents as Jewish High Holy Days approach. Recent data shows a dramatic increase in anti-Semitic incidents worldwide, spreading beyond college campuses into healthcare and entertainment sectors. Broidy emphasizes the need for immediate action from government, institutions, and civil society to combat this crisis. He highlights how toxic ideologies from universities are now infiltrating professional spheres, citing disturbing incidents in healthcare settings. Broidy calls for private sector initiatives like the Auschwitz Research Center to combat extremism and educate future generations. As Jewish communities prepare for the holiest days of the Jewish calendar, Broidy urges educational institutions, healthcare systems, technology platforms, and governments to take immediate action to combat anti-Semitism and uphold democratic values. New Retirement Red Flags Checklist helps retirees protect their savings. Retirement Red Flags, a retirement education site, has introduced a free Retirement Red Flags Checklist to help retirees safeguard their savings in today's ever-changing economy. Founder Nate Crannell emphasizes that the resource is about education, not advice, aiming to empower retirees to identify risks early. The checklist addresses key concerns such as market volatility, Social Security taxation, RMD rules, Medicare surcharges, withdrawal strategies, estate planning, and essential legal documents. The Retirement Red Flags platform offers podcasts, guides, articles, and a supportive Facebook community to assist retirees in making informed decisions. To access the checklist and other resources, visit retirementredflags.com.
ADAP Advocacy supports 340B rebate model. ADAP Advocacy has urged the Health Resources and Services Administration to modify its proposed 340B rebate pilot project, calling it deeply flawed and potentially contrary to the Administrative Procedure Act. The organization fully endorses the implementation of a rebate model for all covered entities under the 340B drug pricing program, especially hospitals. ADAP CEO Brandon M. Maxada stated that state AIDS drug assistance programs have already demonstrated the success of retrospective rebates without causing delays or administrative burdens. ADAP Advocacy's 340B map shows a concerning pattern of hospitals growing their 340B programs while reducing charity care commitments. The organization emphasizes the effectiveness of a rebate model, citing the significant growth in funding for HIV/AIDS programs through 340B rebates. To learn more about ADAP Advocacy and their efforts to improve access to care for persons living with HIV/AIDS, visit adapadvocacy.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.